Onondaga County Executive Ryan McMahon couldn't avoid the devastating impacts of the COVID pandemic in his State of the County address Wednesday night. WAER's Chris Bolt reports he also laid out plans to spend stimulus funds and restore parts of the community.
The county's path through the COVID pandemic, which started just a little more than a year ago, was front and center.
Today, we are in full mitigation mode. As of 8:50 this morning, we got our first test case. We declared a state of emergency on Saturday. The school will close at the end of the workday today.
A video chronicled business shutdowns, infections, setting up COVID hotlines, drive-through testing, then slow reopening and vaccinations. County Executive Ryan McMahon, however, spent a lot more time talking about how the county struggled forward.
The Onondaga County Civic Development Corporation offered zero-interest bridge loans to small businesses. Onondaga County's Industrial Development Corporation set aside $500,000 to assist small businesses in offsetting the cost of PPE, HVAC upgrades, and other necessary measures.
Challenges included social services needs and budget shortfalls. But he says the county still progressed on kindergarten readiness through the Early Childhood Alliance, community development, keeping the Village Main Street program going, continuity in road paving and bridge work, and infrastructure improvements to parks and the zoo, the first to reopen to visitors in the state. Plus the important area of vaccines.
We've administered over 71,000 first and second doses. The vaccine gives us hope. We can see the relief and hopefulness on everyone's face as they leave our vaccine clinic. We can now vaccinate thousands of people per day. And because of this, we are finally on offense against this awful virus.
Looking ahead, McMahon detailed $142 million in stimulus investments to, in his words, recover, rebuild, and heal.
We're going to crush COVID. We're going to test, investigate, quarantine, and vaccinate, and end this pandemic. Two, we're going to get our kids back into school for more in-person learning. We're going to reactivate our PI platform, making critical investments to address barriers to employment, increased infrastructure investments, strategic industry support focused on small business.
His state of the county did not linger on the human toll, lives lost, and economic pain many are still feeling. Instead, he focused it this way.
Today, we begin our great comeback. We will heal our people and rebuild our community and economy together.
Chris Bolt, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.